integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
We are all about myth-defying here, and there is 10 myths about the breast cancer industry you should know. We are talking about creating decisions on whether to keep keep your breasts or to remove them, keep your ovaries or remove them, keeping gallbladders. Who knows where this is going to go? So we have to look at the business behind it in order to get a full picture. Holly, does this qualify? You are the expert in myth defying, as you have your Varia Living television show. Is this qualify as one of these myths that we absolutely need to bust here?
Well, I think we need to talk about it, and I think we need to be gentle because there's a lot of connotative things regarding this. When we're talking about breast cancer and the C word in general, quite honestly, Dr. Weiss, I think there's a lot of fear involved. And I think whenever there's fear involved, sometimes our decision-making and what's best for us and our family are clouded. And so I think what's going to be most responsible for you and I to do, for the listeners, is really talk about what an industry is. And what makes an industry, because there's the natural supplement industry, there's the medical industry, there's the menopause industry, there's the breast cancer industry. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And help people wake up and use their own mind so they can really go, okay, these are the facts, or to the best of their ability, what they feel. And get them to put those dots really close together so that people can really, really, truly connect them and make their own decisions that's best for them.
Yeah, in medicine, when doctors are talking, just to let you know, we don't want medicine to be an industry in general. When I talk to the leadership out there, it's okay to be a business. We're not talking about people not making money, whatever. But when it jumped from, you know, kind of in the mid-80s, from a multi-million dollar industry to this big quarterly profit, stockholder-driven machine, it changed it because the absolute pressure to meet quarterly numbers to keep stockholders happy is phenomenally high. And what happens is, inevitably, that can leak into the, how do we say this, Holly? Leak into the purity of medicine, leak into that, are we doing the right decisions for the right things? Are we getting the right answers? And is that gentle enough, or are we...
you know, it's interesting, and I think we're going to have many more segments on topics such as this, because, as I said, what creates an industry? I think an industry is something that's marketed, it's managed, and it makes a profit. And in medicine, it's like, darn it, why is there a profit? What, you know, why? You know, that's medicine we're talking about. I mean, if we looked up the word medicine, if we looked at the word health, we're trying to get people well and have them stay well. And I think maybe that medicine, there in medicine, there is a profit, and in wellness, there isn't. And we are on the wellness train. We want people to be well and stay well. It's what we do here in Radio MD, radiomd.com, et cetera. And so I think it's what we do in our intention. I understand that people need to make money. I certainly charge for my services as a doctor. But, you know, as far as a profit, I don't know. I think there's an even exchange there for me. I really do. I think there's an even exchange for what service I give and what I get back for it. I think with the industry, you know, it's called medicalization. I believe that's the biggest thing. Are we medicalizing things that we shouldn't be? Are we making things more profitable by creating markets based on how we talk about them? So 10 myths about the breast cancer industry you should know.
Yeah, let me throw them out at you. Now, this is a natural news story, and these guys are clearly in the anti-big business alternative side. Let's declare what it is.
I think they're really consumer advocates. They advocate for the consumer, and maybe to a certain intensity and extremism, but we can talk about that too.
Yeah, trying to, you need to know the source of the stories. The first myth is breast cancer is not preventable. Now, they're claiming up to 98% of breast cancer cases can be prevented through diet. Things like vitamin D is decreased risk of all cancers and other supplements. The problem I have with that story is that might be the truth. in 98% of the breast cancer. But what if you're the 2%, and what if you're the person with the two genes and the whole thing? But the myth is that breast cancer is not preventable, and that for many people it's inevitable. I would agree with that. How about you?
One of our tenets of being naturopathic doctors is prevention is the cure. And I think that prevention, absolutely. Now, there are many different facets and tons of things that need to be understood when it comes to personal diagnosis, people, individual diagnosis. But for the most part, I think prevention is the cure, and that's across the board.
Pink Ribbon products, number two, are sold to raise money to support breast cancer victims. They say that's a myth. What they're saying is that the majority of the funds, or all of it, are used to recruit new breast cancer patients. And the reason they say it is that those funds are actually going to recruiting because they are offering free mammograms and free screening services for the most part on this. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know if that's such a terrible thing. But it is interesting that when you're wearing your pink football spikes or your pink tape recorder, whatever it is, that there is no prevention there. I've not seen these places go in and do prevention. Number three, and then I'll have
I want to say something about that. It's, okay. I mean, listen, when Kentucky Fried Chicken, you've got a pink bucket of chicken. There's no prevention there, and there's no education, because what's going to spur off cancer cells more than fried trans fats? I mean, it's absolutely absurd. There are people running for the cure, racing for the cure, crawling for the cure, walking for the cure. Prevention is the cure, and it is a huge industry. And I think pink washing is absolutely true. It's out there, and we need to be careful about it.
And a term that I need to borrow from you, pink washing. Number three, the only proven treatments for breast cancer are chemotherapy and radiation. Number four goes along with it. Chemotherapy is safe and doesn't cause permanent damage to your health. These are both myths. There is multiple ways you can go about treating breast cancer. It doesn't have to be drugs and radiation. And as a matter of fact, I've always thought the integrative way of there is a place for chemo, there is a place for radiation and cancer care, but there's a huge place for natural medicine in fixing the immune system and detoxifying the body to go to the underlying cause. One of the major causes of cancer is other cancers, meaning you had breast cancer, you had chemo radiation, but you got a different kind of cancer later. So what do you have to chime in on that one?
I got to tell you, you know, Dr. Dan Rubin is a friend of mine, and he makes his living. He's a naturopathic oncologist. He's a friend of yours as well, I should say.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
And I have patients. Let me tell you something, Decker. I have patients, many patients, and quite honestly, I'll just tell you, it's illegal in the state of California, believe it or not, to touch anybody or to treat anybody who has cancer unless you're an oncologist. And so people come into my office, and I can't, if they have cancer, that's just not the gig. So but what are we doing? We are increasing their immune system, supporting them if they're using conventional cancer treatments. But here's the thing. These people are independent. They make their choices. And I have plenty of women. And I got to tell you, sometimes I'm scared as well because I don't know what I would do. To my knowledge, I haven't been diagnosed with a certain cancer that my body is being undertaken or overtaken by. And I've got a woman who, she won't even get a lumpectomy. She's like, you know what? I think it's fine, and I'm just going to support myself. And she has a vegan diet, and she does all the right things, and she's on the correct targeted supplementation, hasn't done chemotherapy, radiation, not even a lumpectomy, and she is still kicking, and it's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm just going to buzz through these other ones, and we're going to write a blog about this. Regular mammograms are the best way to detect cancer. That is also a myth, and there's a lot of evidence that mammograms not only are non-diagnostic, but also cause issues. The other myths, considering mastectomies to prevent cancer, nonprofits are looking for a cure. There is no cure for breast cancer. They just get more controversial here. We gave you the nuts and bolts of what we needed to know. But in closing, we'll talk about mammograms for a second here. Mammograms may not be your best friend. Talk to your doctor before getting them every year. They can actually cause the problem, and we don't want you to do that at Radio MD.